Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 as we discuss the Phils. Are you enjoying this team? 49-35, I feel like I should enjoy it more, but I'm struggling because they just don't hit and the bullpen is not good enough. Where do you come down on the Phillies, the Max Kepler situation? Of course, we found out this morning, DeCamera 1, Fritz 0, 215-592-9494. And joining us right now, as she does every Monday, is Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how are we doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And, of course, Rhea's sit-in brought to us by?
It's brought to us by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
All right, Rhea, before we get to Philly stuff, we got to start with the real important thing here. Your reaction to finding out the results yesterday of DeCamera versus Fritz, game number one, well, being the golf.
I would like to point out, you know, listeners of the morning show, I have always been team DeCamera.
You have, yes.
So I was always, and it was for one simple reason. Not that I thought that he was more athletic than Jack Fritz. I didn't think that at all. Age. He's just, you know, his age, knowing Jack, you know, as long as I have, and the fact that Joe is so competitive and he likes to get in people's heads.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he would get beat at golf. Joe tells us all the time, you know, he's never been able to break 100. Like, I thought yesterday was a formality because I've always heard that Jack's like a really good golfer. So, and I got to give Joe his props. He set that up so perfectly this morning. I had no idea. I thought he lost.
I have to be, so to give Joe props on this, I was glued to my radio
yes.
for those 15 minutes because it took us through the whole thing,
yeah.
like who was winning and then how it went, and then he explained the meltdown that Jack had.
Wow.
It reminded me, and let's hope for Jack's sake, because I've been on Team Jack, that doesn't turn out this, but it was almost like game one of Mets-Phillies last year. The Phillies had to win that game. Wheeler
yep.
was great,
yep.
and they blew it, and
yep.
it gave the Mets life, and
oh.
I feel like DeCamera has real life now.
So DeCamera is the Mets.
DeCamera's the Mets.
Really.
And
you know,
the Mets won.
I've heard he's a Mets fan.
Yeah,
I've heard that from time to time.
And we know what happened in that series.
Yeah.
It was Mets in four. I mean, the Phillies never really recovered from that one. They won the next game, but it was like they were behind the eight ball.
I knew Jack was done.
Yeah.
Like not, I mean, might not be done for the whole thing, but I knew the minute he tried to pull out of the baseball, I'm like, once he realized what he dipped his toe into.
Yeah, the mental game. Yeah.
With the mental game with DeCamera, he will beat you at.
Well, I was able to obtain some footage, Hugh, of what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the mental game, as Jack was melting down, Joe kept reminding him what stroke he was on. Like, oh, that's six? Is that seven on this hole? And he was doing it in a way where he wasn't heckling, but he was asking, I think, the golf pro with them, like,
yeah.
just kind of like keeping score. But Jack could hear him saying
yeah.
And it was getting in his head.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
you could
feel.
It was one of the biggest
11,
meltdowns
11 times?
In Philadelphia
12?
Sports yeah. history, what I watched yesterday.
It was not good.
Hugh, are you surprised what happened yesterday in that golf course?
A little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit because, you know, Jack has been working hard, mm-hmm. you know, getting in shape and everything. And
But the mental game is the problem.
Yeah, that. I was a little surprised. You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to Ike, but from what you've told me that they really had to sit him down and give him pep talk, which is not a good space to be in.
I'm just trying to figure out who would be easier to get a pep talk from, Ike or Spike?
Well, that's a good question. I would say, from what I know about Ike, in that moment, he probably would have read the room and tried to help him out as
yeah.
much as he could. Spike is
making
it worse.
Yeah, I think it's good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Ike's the good
sure.
cop. Like,
oh,
put
yeah.
his arm around you. You
of
got
course.
This. And Spike's like, you're really losing it to camera.
It feels like,
we're doing this?
Like Ike would have probably been more uplifting.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Spike would have been like more your, like,
you're embarrassing the family.
Yeah, basically, you're melting
in
down.
Front
yeah.
of the family.
In front of the family.
Yeah.
Never do it in front of the family.
And that's what we had yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the phone lines, and then we'll get to the Phillies and where they're at right now. Cowboy Jim, speaking of embarrassing us all, he's on. He wants to defend himself. What's up, Jim?
First of all, I'm not the bottom three most annoying caller. I am the most annoying
well,
caller.
Well, at least you embrace who you are. That's good. It's
yeah.
good for all of us.
And also, let's remember that Fritz, that fraud Fritz, has me as a top five caller, so make up your mind over there.
Top WIP. Five caller on the station?
Yeah. Yes.
No.
Jack.
Garbage.
Fritz, you know,
shockingly, he lost yesterday.
We also know that Jack Fritz is friends with Elliot, who says that players should bet on themselves. So, okay, so Jack, when he shows up with a Lamborghini and his wife has a Range Rover, we're going to know it was fake.
This is the second caller we have that people think Jack was rigged. Bet against himself.
We know Jack, and we've seen footage, and that was not rigged.
Yeah. Also, Jim, who's taking the action on this? Can I bet on FanDuel?
Exactly.
Is it the camera minus a game and a half now? Like, where can I bet on this?
I don't know, but Jack is going to show up with something nice, and Hugh's going to be like, "Damn, don't get me one of those."
Sounds like something Hugh would say. Yeah.
Boy, I'm just like, I'd probably say, isn't it ironic?
Let's just clear up this caller and caller stuff, first of all. Let's be clear about one thing. Chris from Middletown, what are you, 5'2"? I didn't know they could stack garbage that high. Mm. And that narcissistic loser in San Diego, listen, apparently he was the original San Diego chicken, okay? So just stay off the airways, please. We already have a Chris from Middletown who's an idiot, so we don't need another one on there.
It's one of those days today. They're all after each other.
Callers are coming after each other.
It's a Monday.
And I'm an Eagles fan as much as Hugh is a vegetarian. So let's get that straight.
Well, Hugh is plant-based. We've established that.
Well,
all right.
You were plant-based. From the butter you had?
No, I had the plant-based because I didn't want to throw it away.
Yeah. You liked it, though.
No, Hugh's cheap. He's not a vegan.
Some vegan food is pretty good, though. Some of that stuff you make, it smells
well,
really
when
good.
You talk about defense, you sound plant-based.
I mean, it's, you know, no, some vegan food is good.
Yeah. He is bacon.
Defense
he
is bacon. No. We just watched the best Eagles defense win the Super Bowl.
He's bacon, and he's all bacon.
Yeah. All right, what do you got on the Phillies, Jim?
I just enjoy when they lose, but Joe, you help me with this.
Joe, when they lose? I thought you were a Phillies fan, Jim.
No, I'm not. I just love it when they lose.
So what teams do you like here?
I gave up on the Phillies.
You gave up?
Eagles?
Okay.
No. I gave up on the Phillies. Mm-hmm. I can't take it because it's the same players. It's the same trash every single year. No one listens to the fans. No one. They just do whatever they want to do, and they throw all this money at people. But Joe and Hugh, you've got to help me with something. Mm. You've got to help me with something.
What you got?
James Harden has gotten a 2-year, $81 million. What is going on in the world?
He's a real good influence in that locker room, is what I'm reading.
Sure he is, yeah. That's you know, he's made almost $500 million in the NBA.
It's unbelievable.
He's obviously had a very nice regular season career, and he's earned a lot of that money. At one point, he was a great player. It's crazy how he still keeps getting paydays every year. It's nuts.
Who's the pitcher for the Dodgers? That was always flaming out in the play?
Kershaw.
Yeah. He's like Kershaw of the NBA.
Yeah, there are some similarities. Kershaw won, but a couple
eventually
times.
Did win. Yeah. But I mean, there were times where it was like, wow.
Oh, I know. Yeah, best pitcher in the regular season, and then he stunk in the playoffs. Yeah.
What am I still doing on here? Goodbye.
Jim, you know what? That's enough. I should have hung up on him. That's my fault. We have a lot of caller on caller crime today here. That's,
it's a Monday.
You encourage that.
Your callers are just catty with each other.
They are.
Live their truth, man.
It's Hugh's fault because he tells people to live their truth, they come on here and say ridiculous things because...
I mean, we say ridiculous things every day.
We?
Yeah.
You?
You definitely do.
Yeah. I mean, I admit that. I embrace it. I mean, every day. I mean, you're mad at the Phillies not because they won, but they're not winning... To the clip, you and Francisco, the clip that y'all wanted.
All right, Rhea, are you enjoying this Philly season?
I enjoy it for around the first seven innings while the starter is still in.
While the good pitchers are out there.
While the good pitchers. Yesterday's game was classic because Ranger was amazing. And the pitchers have been great. Kirk Green comes in. What, he gave up one base runner? Mm-hmm. I think he gave up a single. And then Strom comes in. And I'm telling you, three balls went to the warning track.
And that's like the soft part of their lineup. It's like Eli
White. It was 4-5-6. Yeah, it was 4-5. Austin Riley, that was the first guy he faced.
After that,
it was nobody. And, and then he's not helping out JT, who couldn't find the ball.
Yep.
Like, yo, dude, that's your job. Am I enjoying it? I like roller coasters, not to ride, but to watch.
But we're riding this one.
Yeah, I hate to ride them.
So, I looked at the standings this morning. They're 49-35. Yeah. They're first place. The Mets are playing way worse than the Phillies. I mean,
13 of 16. They got swept by the Pirates, and that somehow was worse than when the Phillies got swept by the Pirates.
And then they got outscored by 20-something runs this weekend. Yeah. They got crushed by the Pirates.
They held a team meeting before Sunday's game and got blown out 12-1.
So I looked at the score yesterday because I was like, all right, they had their team meeting. How do they respond? They were down 6-0 in the first inning. So, I should be enjoying all this. Yes. And yet, a part of me can't ignore the flaws the Phillies have. Yeah. And it's almost like clouding the fact that they're obviously a good team, right? That they very well could go deep in the playoffs. I can't get past the issues. Bullpen and the offense, Rhea. I mean, other than a couple guys, it's like pulling teeth.
I know, and I heard that by Hugh, too. You got to stop with the pulling teeth, because I've had a lot of dental work. I've never had any of it done. My dentist believes in I should never flinch. So I am needled up. I mean, I can't feel
You don't dislike the dentist.
I can't feel my teeth for about 6 hours after.
Yes. I mean, Hugh lives the dentist.
I am drooling trying to drink a bottle of water.
Ain't that the worst? You got to bite them, then bite your lip off.
They've got it. We've got to see what they're like with Bryce back. I mean, it's complete. Like they were, it was 10-6, and they went complete. There's no power.
Mm-mm.
There's absolutely no power. All it is Kyle. So you know, because what's his name? Bohm has become a singles hitter.
Oh, I know.
That's all. And by the way, he's kind of coming back down to earth a little bit too.
Yep.
So I want them to get the bat. I want them to get the arm. But I you never get the feeling that they're in any rush to do anything. And I'm going, you do see this team's getting older.
I know. This is their window. This is their shot. It does feel like Dave Dombrowski, the reputation he had before he got here, he hasn't been that here. Like because he was Mr. Aggressive, I'll trade prospects, I'll go for it. We haven't gotten that, Dave Dombrowski.
We've gotten Austin Hayes or, you know.
Rodolfo Castro and Michael Lorenzen.
God. Hey, Michael Lorenzen had a no-hitter.
He did. Remember that here, the no-hitter, Michael Lorenzen?
I do remember that because we were at the Eagles camp when it happened.
Yeah.
And it was on a Wednesday. I remember that because it was on a Wednesday. And we were like, wow, on a Wednesday.
It was at night, though.
It was a night game.
It was a night game.
Yeah,
it was definitely. The only reason I know is I was on vacation. I was out to dinner. And I got so many text messages, I had to put the phone. I think it was a day game. Or maybe it was an evening game.
Evening game. It was an evening game.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was like late after.
But it was a win. I think it was a Wednesday, though.
I think you're right. Yes.
Yeah, because I remember we were at Eagles camp.
My question is, why is it surprising it was a Wednesday? Is there a better day for no-hitters?
Well, no.
Saturdays are better?
No, because normally.
What day of the week is no-hitter day?
I would like my no-hitters to happen on a Friday.
Why?
So that we can celebrate.
So we can celebrate. We had a guy this morning who called in.
We get to celebrate on the air.
No. We don't know. It's different when you celebrate on
Friday. I hate when you have to wait through the weekend. We ruined a guy's memory that he had had for 15 years. He called up and he said, I was at tonight's the first time I'm going to see a Phillies ace, but I got to see Jamie Moyer throw a no-hitter. And we're all looking at each other going, Jamie Moyer didn't throw. I'm like, did he do it with Seattle?
Yeah, I don't think he ever threw one.
It was a complete game shutout.
Oh,
he said that's close, and I'm like,
no, not really.
You could have like 10 hits in a complete game shutout. Yes. That's not close at all.
15 years, he's had that memory that he shared with people
saw. And you pooped on it.
No,
what are they supposed to do? Continue lying to the guy?
I mean, the dude been holding on for too long.
It's not like
long.
A 6-year-old where you just lie to them. I lie to them all. Clark said to me one time, "How often did you lie to me as a kid?" I go, "Pretty much every day."
Yeah, you don't want to burst their bubble.
Yeah, I mean, I just lied to make life easier for me.
I think we have to normalize that lying to kids.
Normalize lying to kids. Huh?
Yeah, we do.
You kind of have to sometimes, right?
He had, when we decided to get rid of his crib that he hadn't slept in a year, he jumped in it, yelled cribby, and refused to let go of it. And when he came back, we went away for a couple days. I told him that somebody had broken into the house.
And that's what,
stole the crib and nothing else. TVs are still there.
They just wanted the crib.
Poor kid hears the noise. They're coming again. They're going to get something else. Oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. All right. Listen, we all got to do it sometimes. 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phones, Rhea, where are you on the Max Kepler thing? Because this is now twice in a few days. So after the game on Wednesday, he was like, yeah, I was told I'd play every day. He's annoyed, right? Okay. So then Friday, and I thought it was interesting. They asked him to clarify.
Yeah.
What did you mean? He basically said, I said what I said.
Yeah.
Like, I was told I'd play every day. I'm not, and it's tough to get into rhythm. Where do you come down? Because the guy has not played well.
I mean, he's played well in the field, you know. So
threw someone out yesterday.
Yeah, he did. But he's not hitting.
No.
So it's real simple, and you can't hit lefties. So they're not going to play you against that. Now, this week he's going to play because I think the Padres got all righties.
Yes, I believe so.
They got a guy starting tonight. He's always concerned me. Making his season debut, Walden, because he's been on the IL.
Yep.
I always worry about that.
They face our old friend tomorrow, Nick Pivetta, who's actually pitched very well
for them. He has pitched well for them. So, it's just stupid. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. I mean, it's just, what are you doing?
Would you get rid of him? I mean, this is around the time they got rid of Merrifield last year.
Was Merrifield demonstrably worse? Was it worse?
I would say he was worse, but not demonstratively. I mean,
Because what everybody said is that locker room loved Whit Merrifield.
They did, and they still got rid of him.
I'm not, I love this guy. Listen, This all comes back to Dombrowski has never fixed this outfield. The reason they're not going to win is because of this and this year their bullpen.
Because it's gotten worse, the outfield.
Yeah, it's gotten worse.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, because Castellanos has declined from where he was a few years ago.
Has.
And then center field is what
he's
it is.
He's the best one you got out there.
I know. And then left field stinks. Yeah. I mean, look, if over the next few weeks they acquire an outfielder, I think Kepler's out of here.
Paying him $10
million? $10
million. Yeah.
And they paid Merrifield $8 and they got rid of him in the middle of the season. Hugh, do you think Kepler survives the season as a Philly?
I mean, that's a good question. I think, you know, when Bryce comes back, that's going to be a conversation. We were talking about Kemp early and how he's trying to stick.
Put Kemp in left field?
I want to see more Kemp.
Just put him in left field. Yeah.
I would say yes.
He's going to survive the season?
I would say yes. He doubled down, Joe. He said what he said.
So dump him.
It's fascinating. And I know you hate when I say that, but it is for somebody to be in this locker room as long as they've been in there and have so much to say, like has a lot to say. And not only did he say it once.
He said it again, yeah.
He said it twice.
Said
and then
he went
out there and didn't hit all weekend.
He said it again, and he's hitting 207. Do you know the stones you have to have? And to sit
large,
up there,
very large.
To sit up there in front of everybody and say that.
That's what amazed me. I watched it every weekend when he came up and didn't hit. I'm like, you doubled down, dude.
Yeah,
like seriously?
What they say, zero F's given. That's kind of the position he's in right now.
Maybe he's trying to get himself cut.
Hitting 207.
Wow, sometimes you wonder about that.
Yeah, like maybe he wants to go to a different team.
Who was the linebacker we signed last year? White.
Devin White.
Devin White, yeah. From Tampa, right?
Yeah, he didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
Like, I think once he realized he was being passed by.
It was accountability. He was in accountability chat.
I love the accountability. You should never start accountability chats until you've actually been held accountable.
Yeah. He was not in any accountability chats.
I'm in all the accountability chats.
Has a classic phobia of accountability. No, you do not. It's the biggest rivalry in Philadelphia. Yeah. You versus accountability. Andy in Deptford is up. What's up, Andy?
Yo, we live, we hot.
What's up, Andy?
You gotta address the elephant in the room first and foremost. I mean, Jack Boban, the oaf. I mean, what a fraud! Like, thinking he calls himself an athlete. I mean, I guess he's a decent golfer. Joe never broke 100. This guy is averaging in his 80s, and he just choked. Yo, Hugh, did you know he was I guess he was on scholarship, and I guess he just quit from baseball team in college. I guess we kind of know why, right? Come on, man.
Wait a minute. What now?
Well, Jack was a college pitcher, and then he decided not to play anymore.
Yeah, but he was on scholarship. Hugh, could you imagine if you told your mom, your dad, your grandma, whoever at the crib, oh, you know what? I'm just going to stop playing it. And,
that wouldn't happen in my family.
Scholarship.
You're finishing.
Could you imagine that? Did you know that, Hugh, about him?
I did not know that. You are giving me some information that I had no idea.
We're digging deep into the character now as we continue to go through this.
Adds a little bit to that competitiveness, I guess. You know what I'm saying? That now you know. A guy almost 20 years older than you going to beat you? Come on,
so you're connecting the dots there, that Jack's college career, you know, his baseball career ended, and now what happened yesterday, Andy. I mean, they're kind of separate.
I'm just saying.
Oh, it's out there now. You're letting him go on and on.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to move it back towards the golf yesterday.
I asked him, did he want to go down this road?
hold on. We're going to avoid. It's the biggest Philadelphia sports story right now.
I would have been okay with avoiding it.
It's the biggest story. I can't avoid this.
Are they in studio today?
I don't know where they are.
If he is,
I think they are.
If he is,
it's going to be awkward.
It's going to be awkward.
Well, we're going to set the new odds coming up here at 11:30. All right, Andy, what do you got on the Phils?
Quickly, though, you guys know Wing Bowl is coming back next year in Vegas?
I did hear that.
Wait a minute. Wing Bowl? What did Al say about that?
Well, it's not associated with WIP.
But that's
they
Al's
got
baby.
The logo or something.
So I did hear a phone call yesterday to, I think it was TK and Al on Sunday morning. And Al was asked, and he basically said, I don't know. He threw his hands up. Like, this is not my thing.
I don't know, but I may have gotten angry phone calls this weekend from people we know.
Oh, I can imagine. But listen, that's copyright infringement.
But no, it's they
must have made an agreement.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, they got the logo here. They got the wingettes. We got to get there, man. 2026 Wing Bowl.
You going,
man,
Hugh?
Man, that dog has hunted. I can't do that. Listen, man.
Yo, Hugh.
I can't
do
it.
You get your wingman Cooper DeGene and go
Andy,
with you.
Andy, listen,
building.
I let the, like, certain things you have to let the young guys do. Because as soon as you said Wing Bowl coming back, I think vividly back to the days that I was a part of the Wing Bowl, I would have got in trouble like serious yes. trouble.
Well, that's why it ended.
That's yeah, why, that's yeah, you know, because it was a different time.
I'm amazed we never got in serious
that's
trouble.
That's what I'm saying, Rhea. I feel like some things need to be left in the past.
Yes, they should be.
And Wing Bowl is one of them.
Yes,
now, God bless whoever wants to do that.
Yep.
I'm not being a part of that.
The whole concept, like, you ever watch an old TV show and there's jokes on them, you're yeah. like, man, they couldn't do this now.
Oh,
like,
no.
And
no.
I see, every time I watch old TV, I'm like, my goodness, this was like...
All in the family.
Yeah, right. It was topical for the time and sure. everyone laughed along, but you put that on today and it's no. like, you're
man,
done.
When I tell you, like, me and Farzetta, the Winget situation and the whole day, oh, no, I'm good.
The whole day.
The whole Wing Bowl day.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I had a nice run. It's the lead.
We
for
all
the young,
did.
Really, for the younger crew.
And that's that. That's the end of that. Yeah. All right. So, Rhea, who would you say is now the favorite moving forward? Would you set it as the camera or Fritz? So I think most.
So,
do we
know what the next?
So here's
event
what
is.
Yes, baseball is next. Then is followed by tennis.
I know Joe has played way more recently than.
Jack
has.
Tennis, right? Yep. So it goes baseball, tennis, running, and basketball.
Once I knew in baseball that he could get on base by being walked, I thought that was a hell of odds that he...
He might work the count.
So just don't swing if you
jump. Exactly.
So I would say it this way.
Ooh.
So Jack clearly has to win baseball.
Oh,
otherwise,
he has to.
He's cooked, right?
Yeah.
But tennis is afterwards. I think Takamura might have a little bit of a leg up in tennis.
Because he's played.
Running, I would think, is Jack's.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe's probably going to get hurt running. We know this.
And then he could take the probably out of there.
He'll get hurt. Basketball, it could come down to that in the final one. Would you set DeCamera as the favorite now because he's up 1-0?
I'm going to go slight favorite.
DeCamera.
Yes, DeCamera. Well, just because I think Jack may quit before it's all done.
If that would be such a sad way for this to end. I mean, I need this to go the distance. Just... First of all, I'm enjoying it, and I also need it to go the distance.
None of us are right.
None of us are. Yeah, we're all. I mean, Hugh,
do I
think?
Want it to go the distance?
Yeah.
I would like to see that, but I hate when you ask me these questions because I'm gonna be honest.
The biggest story in the city right now.
I don't know. Like the cameras, he's a what's the word I'm looking for? He gets in your head.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And if he's trying to work a count, I could see. The camera getting into his headspace and making his bag.
Easily.
So,
but just throw it over the middle. Joe's probably not going to hit it.
I don't. Jack has to bounce back. I don't. I hope.
Good news for Jack is that it's baseball next.
Yes.
Yeah, but still.
This is his wheelhouse.
I mean.
So was golf, supposedly.
I know.
Jack don't feel like he's the most. Help me out here, Rhea. What's the word I'm looking for?
No, I'm enjoying just watching you make faces.
Are you looking for mentally tough?
Is that what you're looking for?
That's a nice word to use.
Yep.
He's not that. It just doesn't feel like he's that.
He's too young. That's what it is. I mean, DeCamera's just got 16 years on him.
Yeah.
That's all.
The emotional intelligence.
You learn more.
Yes.
Hugh and I will tell you, you learn more tricks as you get older.
Yeah.
You can't run with the dogs, but you can certainly beat them in other ways.
That's what this is.
And it doesn't feel like, it feels like the first event should have went to Jack.
And he clearly should have won.
And the camera got in his head, and it feels like that's going to be the camera's game.
Yeah, it might be. All right, Rhea, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy the rest of your week in July 4th, and we will catch up soon. All right, on the other side, we will break it down. What happened? DeCamera laying it out this morning. I have obtained exclusive video of the Jack meltdown. I will break that down as well. 215-592-9494. Are you enjoying this Philly season? I feel ridiculous, but I'm being honest. I'm not. They're 49-35, and I feel like every win, I'm like, oh. That one was excruciating. And every loss, I'm like, see, that's why they can't win at all. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down to the Phillies? Are you enjoying the season so far? And Fritz versus DeCamera will set the new favorite next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.